From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Friday, May 23rd at 8:56, and we have Danny Poff on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning, Kimberly. Thank you for having me. We got a beautiful morning here in Champaign, Illinois. Market's not quite as beautiful, down a little bit. July corn down 5.5 at 4.57.5. July soybeans down 8 cents at 10.59.5. And July wheat down 1.5 at 5.43. Outside markets, July WTI oil down 32 cents at 60.88, and the Dow Jones last check down 392 points at 41,466. Corn modestly lower here, like I said, in early action following four straight positive sessions after finding some chart support, and stock market under some pressure this morning. Big headline here this morning is Trump tweeted out that beginning June 1st, he's recommending a 50% tariff on the European Union. This follows a pause in the reciprocal tariffs a few weeks back, but he also threatened stalled negotiations could trigger fresh duties on other parties. More on other trade, U.S. officials and Chinese officials held a call yesterday that led to some optimism of bilateral trade between the two giant nations. So a mixed bag here for everyone here, but you know, keep your head on the swivel in this type of market, that's for sure. China hasn't bought any new crop soybeans from the U.S., which isn't entirely unusual. They were a very slow purchaser of U.S. soybeans last year as well. Trade unknowns, of course, here, as we've all talked about a lot the last few months. And beyond that, they have negative forward crush margins, so they're pretty reluctant to go lock in a negative margin on the forward curve here. So they'll probably stay hand to mouth to learn more about trade policy and more certainty on margins with further crush plants. Funds are estimated to be short 52,000 contracts of corn, long 46,000 contracts of soybeans, and short 112,000 contracts of Chicago wheat. We'll get CFTC data out later today to see their official positions as of Tuesday. Our area is maybe 90-95% planted or so. There's some replant issues as you get closer to the state line towards Indiana. But as you look around the belt, parts of Iowa caught adequate rain, and northern and western Illinois caught some beneficial rain too. The real troubled area, unfortunately, is that southern Illinois area south of I-70, maybe only 20 or 30% planted. So they could really benefit for some sunshine and some dry weather moving forward. There's just enough issues out there, Kimberly, with replant and prevent plant, Kentucky, Tennessee down there, and really dry in the western Corn Belt as well. We're going to have some timely rains throughout the growing season to achieve a 181 national yield on corn and achieve a 52.5 national soybean yield in the U.S., which would both be records. So we got to land that thing. It could happen, but it feels like to me there's just enough challenges here on the front end. So we'll see what Mother Nature has to offer, and I hope everyone has a great weekend.